Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Shyam. Kartik, November 27th, 2020, Vrindavan Mahim Amrita Lectures, Shatak 13, Text 36. Hati Svinha Vrindavana Nava Nikunjeshri Kripam Vide Vide Hitya Krandan Viharana Madhye Picha Muhu Shri Kalam Shri Brinda Vipina Dishi Brindani Che Namas Kirtinam Sarvange Kuru Shapuru Tatprema Valita Huishri. The fresh new bower houses in Vrindavan Forest, the Kunjeshri Radharani. Oni Kunjeshri Radharani, Kripa Kuro. Vrindavan Nava Nikunjeshri Kripam. Oni Kunjeshri Radharani, please be merciful upon this unfortunate Madhuri like me. So that's his prayer. Saraswati's prayer and mantra bhav to Radharani, Nikunjeshri, Vrindavaneshri, Nikunjeshri, Radharani. Then he gives some shiksha how to live in this world. One should be absorbed in this mood of feeling unfortunate, and this mood of begging for mercy from Nikunjeshri, Radharani. One's Ishri. Radharani is our Ishri, our queen, our boss, our master, our mistress. Become absorbed in this mood while performing worldly dealings. In other words, going to work, dealing with family, etc. Perform your worldly dealings with humility. So he's saying, giving two instructions how to live in this world. He is absorbed in the mood of a mantri begging for mercy from Radharani and Kunjeshri, and be humble in our day-to-day dealings and exchanges with people and family and bosses and workplace, etc. That's two. And the third instruction Saraswati Pada is giving, Bhajan Shiksha, is turn your face towards Vrindavan, and three times a day, Trikalam, Shri Kalam, Shri Brinda Vipina Dishi, Vrindavani Namas Kirtinam. Three times a day, turn your face towards Vrindavan and offer dandavats, Sarvange Kuru Chapuru, with love and devotion, Prema Valita. It's two instructions here, one for Sadhaka Rup and one for Siddha Rup. In Sadhaka Rup, we're a husband or wife, or lady or gentleman of this world, and we're living this world, working, moving around here and there, dealing with family and business and social places and social engagements. So that he's giving four instructions about that. And he's giving one instruction, that's for Sadhaka Rup. And for Siddha Rup, we're meditating our mantras through, we should think, Oh, Nikunjeshri Radharani, you're the queen of Nikunjas. You're in charge of the Nikunjavans, Nikunjas, the sweet forest bowers of Vrindavan. You're the ruling queen there in the kingdom of love, in the Kali Mandirs, love sport Mandirs. So please, Radharani, Nikunjeshri, you're my Ishri. Please give me kripa. I'm your servant. I'm your maid servant. You're my queen. You're my queen, and I'm your handmaiden, your kinkri, manjri, dasi. So please be merciful to me. Then he's saying, how to live in this world? Live in this world with humility. Perform your worldly material activities with humility, and all the three times a day, morning, noon, and night, look towards the direction of Vrindavan. If you're in Delhi, you face south. Like people, some religions, they do namas 5 times a day. They face east and they pay respects to their devata, ishta devata. So Saraswati Pada is saying, Sri Kalam, Sri Brindavipina Dishi. The direction, the Dishi means Dishan. The Dishi of the Brindani, the blissful forest of Brindavipina, Sri Brindavanavipina. The beautiful, opulent forest of Brindavan, 3 times a day. In that direction, we should face there and kirtanam sarvange. We should offer all our sarvanga, our entire body. We should lie on the ground or offer obeisances if we're women with five points on the ground, 2 knees and hands and head. Men can do dandavats, lying like a stick on the ground. In the direction of Vrindavan, which means southeast of Delhi, and lie there and pray for mercy of Nikunjeshwari, Kripa Karo, Nikunjeshwari Kripa, Kripa Karo, Kripam Bidehi. That's one translation, 13, Shataka 13, text 36, another translation. Again and again cry out, Muhu, Muhu, Muhu. Oh, Nikunjeshwari, Radharani, I am lost. Please have mercy on me. Push by love, Prema Valita. Push by love 3 times a day, Sri Kala. Bow down in the direction of Vrindavan, Sri Brinda Vipinadishi. This is a very, very nice instruction to keep connected with Vrindavan. Because we sometimes think, oh, I want to go to Vrindavan. I'm living in Croatia, or Serbia, Australia, Germany, Russia, Ukraine, Moscow, Colombia, Costa Rica, wherever we're living, here and there, scattered throughout the earth planet. So we think sometimes, and we make plans, and you know, we're making plans after lockdown to come as soon as possible. This is Vrindavan, our son on the ground, Radhakund, Yamunaji, etc., Giraj Prikama, etc. But still, Saraswati Pada is telling us a nice instruction. Who's doing this? I ask you, who's doing this? If you live in Vrindavan, if you live in Vrindavan, if you're fortunate to live in Rajmano, then 3 times a day, when you wake up in the noontime before you take your prasad, lunch prasad, and evening before you take rest, you should bow down over Dandavats, the sacred land of Vrindavan, and pray to Vrindadevi and pray to Radharani and Vrindadevi, Giriraj, Dharan, Gopishwar Mahadev, and Gurudev. Oh, please, please, great personalities, please have a creep on me. I am lost, have mercy on me. Please bless me, I can live another day. I can live another day and serve you in Brajadam. Please continue to bless me with this invaluable, unlimitedly valuable fortune of living in Brajadam and chanting Krishna's name and trying to serve Radha and Krishna and Vaishnavas. It's a very nice instruction. So this is practical. We can start doing this immediately. Anyone's listening to me, they should follow this teaching of Saraswati Pada. He's one of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Mahajans, great teachers of Bhakti Bhajan and Raghunuga Marg. He's telling to do this. Wherever you are located on your map, if you're in South America or Colombia, down there somewhere, then Vrindavan is northeast of you. It's in the northeast direction, Uttar, Purva Uttar, whatever you say it, whatever the word is for northeast. You face northeast in the morning, wake up at noontime before your lunch, and evening before your dinner, before you take rest. You bow down and say, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Shrasi Kosh Vrindavan Ki Jai, Vrajamanda Ki Jai, Jodasavan Vrindavan Ki Jai, Vrajavumi Ki Jai, Vrindatabhi Mata Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Isham, Giraj Dharan Ki Jai. Like that, do that 3 times a day and you'll, for one, immediately you'll experience ecstasy. And in the long term, sooner than later, you'll find yourself walking around Giraj Hill chanting Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. This is the power of this instruction. So it's Like they say in some advertising fields, do it now, do it now. Shri Kalam, Shri Brinda Vipina Dishi Brindani Namas Kirtinam Sarvange, Guru, do it. Lie down on the ground, bend down on the ground, kneel down on the ground. O Brajadam, O Radharani, O Giriraj Dharan, O Jamuna Maya, O Gaveshwar Mahadev, please be merciful to me. Please let me come to Vrindavan. Please let me stay in Vrindavan. Don't kick me out of Vrindavan. Please bless me. I can come to Vrindavan as soon as possible. This is a wonderful verse, a wonderful prayer. Ha Vrindavan, Nava Nikunjeshri Kripam Videhi. O Nikunjeshri Radharani, in the forest, in the fresh new forest grows and bowers Vrindavan, you're the Nikunjeshri. Please have mercy on me. Shri Kalam, Shri Brinda Vipina Dishi Brindani Namas Kirtinam Sarvange. With all my body I fall down the land of Vrindavan. And with great love, force of love, Prema Valita, the force of love, pushed by love, I bow down three times a day in the direction of Vrindavan and cry for Kripa. Nikunjeshri Kripakro, Nikunjeshri Kripakro, Radharani Kripakro, Radharani Sarkar Ki Jai. This is Shatak 13, text 39. Manoti Dradimanam Astita Vati Radha Mama Swami, Radha Mama Swamini, Radha Mama Swamini, Shikshabi Swasaki Ganasya Vidade Monari Vritim Yadav, Shina Shesha Kritis Tutari Sahari Prasadayat Tamsato Yasya Pushpa Falad Yupapayana Bares Tamnomi Vrindatavim. When my worshipful Swamini Radha takes a vow of silence, Manavrat, with firm determination, in order to teach her Sakhi girlfriends, Shiksha Swasakigan, her own group of Sakhis, Rasa Sakhis, Lita Vishaka, Chitra, Champak, Indulaika, Tungavidya, Rangadevi, Sudevi, her Sakhigan, Shikshavi Swasakigan, to teach her friends she does bone breath. At that time, Hari forgets his amorous desires and tries to please Radharani by offering Radharani Pushpa Faladi Upayana Bares Tamnomi Vrindavatam. So Krishna, Radharani is taking a vow of Monadi Vritam. She's beginning with Monadi Vritti. Brat means brat. She takes a vow to keep silent. Keeping silent and showing other forms of contrary, non-compliant, unsurrendered, unsubmissive posture and behavior towards Krishna. So Krishna understands Radharani's unhappy with him and doesn't want to meet with him or associate with him, so he tries to flatter her by offering Hari Hari Prasada Tavsato Prasadayat. You want to get her mercy, to get Radharani's mercy, Prasad, Radha Prasad, Hari Soto Yasya Pushpa Phalat Upayana. He does worship, he starts worshiping Radharani with fruits and flowers. Vrindatavim Nomi. Offer obeisances to Vrindavan where such pastimes take place. Only in Vrindavan, and only with Krishna, only with Radha. You'll never see Sita, Ram, Benny offering, trying to please Sita Devi with fruits and flowers and begging her, and Sita Devi taking a moan breath, showing his Bhamya Prakara mood of unsubmissiveness and contrary behavior, opposition behavior, left-wing opposition behavior. Sita will never do, Lakshmi will never show Narayan that. Parvati will never show Shiva. But Vrindavan Radharani shows that all the time. Her man, prem, and but he's hard to get, and Krishna has to do all kinds of things. This is a small thing, offering her pushpa and phal, flowers and fruits, upayana, pushpa, phal adi upayana. He begins his worship of Radharani to break her moan brata and break her unfavorable contrary mood, by offering flowers and fruits, and he offers maybe more things after that also. But Sarasvati says, Tabnami Brindatavim, Gazoyam Brindatavim, that these such pastimes and Madhurya Rati, and this Braja Madhurya Rati, the Parakiya Bhava, the Gopis and Krishna, this such intimacy, such personal human like pastimes where Bhagavan Ishvara, Parameshwara, Sri Krishna Bhagavan, is becoming totally submissive and surrendered like a humble servant of Radharani, Nikunjeshri, Vrindavaneshri, Radharani. There's another verse translation here. When my queen Radha Mama Swamini, Swamini is best not translate, just say Mama Swamini. When my Swamini Radha becomes filled with jealous anger, says, because that's how it starts off. In other words, first she's full of man, and then she takes a vow of silence, refusing to speak to Krishna or look at him, etc. So this second translation is better. Radha Mama Swamini, or my Swamini Radha, astitavati man dradima manam. She becomes solidly fixed in a very powerful, unbreakable form of man, a pride, proud and jealous anger with Krishna. My Swamini Radha becomes filled with jealous anger, and her friends tell her to refuse to talk to Krishna. It's a little different angle. So Sakigan, Radharani Sakigan, they give her shiksha. The other one, the first translation says that Radharani is teaching her friends. But actually, the second translation is more correct. Because one of the Sakis Sevas, the 17 services of the Saki Mandris to Radharani, is to give her instructions to teach her about love and how to handle and how to control Krishna, especially the Lita Vishaka. They're expert at that. So her Sakigan, so Sakigan Shiksha, so Radharani's personal Sakigan, Lita Vishaka, Chitra Champak, Mindalika, Tunga Vidya, Rangadevi, Sudevi. They give her shiksha, they give her instruction. And what do they tell her to do? They tell her, don't speak to Krishna. This Hari becomes stunned. Shina Shesha, Tari Sahari. Hari becomes stunned and he starts offering prasadi, offering Radharani many flowers, fruits, and other gifts from Vrindavan Forest. It says, Pushpa fal adi upayana barais. Barais means heavy. Big bunch of flowers, big plates of lots of fruits, and all kinds of gifts. Big talis full of different gifts, malas and jewelry and everything. Nice meditation to see Radharani sitting with her sakis and they're telling Lita, saying, listen, Radharani, don't even talk to this guy. This Hari, he's a big thief. He stole your heart and he didn't come on time. He stole your heart and promised to come to meet you in Nikunj, in Kunja Milan, and he stood you up. So now give him some good sauce. Give him this, it's called the silent treatment, Monadi Riti. So begin your treatment with Monadi, begin by silent. Silence is the most powerful weapon of a woman. A married woman or a girlfriend or a boyfriend. If the husband meets her wife, hi honey, how are you? How wifey, how are you? And she doesn't say anything like hello, she doesn't say hello, I'm fine and bad, this, that. She just looks the other way and lets out a deep breath or something. And then he says, I'm speaking to you, what, you know, how are you? And she gets up from her chair, moves somewhere else and sits down. Looks at the TV or looks at the wall. Totally ignores the husband. Totally silent, moan, brut. This will drive the husband crazy. This is the most powerful weapon of woman. It's called a silent treatment. It completely stuns him, like it stunned Krishna. Krishna became, second translation said, Krishna became stunned. So when Radharani refuses to speak to Krishna, when Radharani displays the silent treatment, shows Krishna the silent treatment, he becomes stunned. And he tries to please Radharani by all kinds of flattery and all kinds of gifts and fruits and flowers and boxes of sweets and chocolates and candies and flower garlands and bouquets of roses and all kinds of things. So just see, try to imagine, meditate on this beautiful scene of Radharani controlling Krishna. That's the way we like to see it all the time. Radharani's Nikunjeshwari, she's a Swamini, and Krishna's her humble servant. And we serve Krishna because he's her servant. We're servants of Radharani, maid servants, Kinkaris, and Krishna's also a servant of Kinkara. He's a Kinkara, a servant of Swamini Radha, Nikunjeshwari Radharani. So we're happy to serve Krishna, we're happy to help our fellow Radharani's fellow servants to serve Radharani. Jai Radhe. This is 6:40 of Shatak 13. We did 36, 39, and 40. Bringi Sangeet, Rangam Tyajati, Pikavadu, Panchamam, Nirdunite, Kira Kanchin Nagatam, Patati Natashiki, Naiva Kekam Karoti, Vina Rina Manan, Na Dwavati, Morali Roti Radha Yada, Shri Brindaran Yasya, Nirvana Yati, Guna Ganan Ulasad Roma Raji. When Shri Radha joyfully describes and sings about the qualities of Vrindavan, what happens when Radharani sings the Vrindavan Mahima? What happens when Radharani sings the Vrindavan Mahima, the glories of Vrindavan? Sri Brindaranyasya Nirvana Yati Gunaganan. What happens? The female bumblebees, they stop singing. Cuckoos do not sing the fifth note. The parrots do not recite any prayers. And the dancing peacocks do not make any sound. And the musical instrument named Veena falls silent, feeling a great embarrassment. And the flute cannot produce any sound. Veena Rina Manan Nadavati Murali Roti Nadavati Murali Roti. And the Murali can't produce any sound. Murali has become silent. So this is the power of Radharani's singing. Radha Gunaganan. She sings about the Gunagan. Gunagan. Ulasa Ramarachi. Another translation. Text 40. Okay, here we go. Text 40. When Sri Radha... Oh yeah, this part was missing, the other one. Ulasad Rama Raji. With the hair of her transcendental body erect in transcendental bliss. So when Radharani starts describing Brindaranyasya Gunaganan, when Radharani starts describing the qualities, starts singing about the qualities of Vrindavan, Ulasad, she feels great, Ulas, Rama Raji. Her hairs on her body stand erect in ecstasy. When she describes the glories of Vrindavan forest, Brindaranya means forest, Brindaranyasya Nirvana Yati. Then, when hearing Radharani sing, the bumblebees stop singing. Female cuckoos no longer sound the fifth note. The parrots stop singing their melody. The peacocks dance no longer. Peacocks stop dancing and stop calling out Keka. It says, Neva Kekam Kroti. This second translation is much more accurate. Nat-nat-shiki neva kekam kroti. The peacock feather birds, they don't make kekam kroti. They don't make the keka sound. Typical sound of the parrots, they become silent. And the embarrassed veena makes no sound, and the flute does not sing. So anybody sing any birds or many musical instruments, like the beautiful veena and the beautiful murli of Krishna, and the veena, the sakis or mandris, whoever, they all become silent. Everybody becomes silent. All the great yogis or rishis or munis that have taken the form of birds in Vrindavan to sit in the branches of the trees and sing for Krishna and Radharani. As soon as Radharani opens her beautiful lotus mouth and starts singing the Gunagan of Vrindaranya, then they all become silent. So we pray for the day when we can hear in Vrindavan, we can hear Radharani singing. And we become slowly stunned in silence. Radharani ki jai. This is text 41 of Suttic 13. Shri Vrindavan, Divya Kirti Virudam Shri Radhika Nirmitam. Patyante Shukha Sharika Pratidinam Tat Kinkaribir Muda. Kantam Shravayate Ta Kotuka Vasham Premna Chatam Vivali. Kuryan Me Yat Adishri Mama Saris. Sari Sart Yatra Nityam Mana. The maidservants of Sri Radharani, day and night, Pratidinam, happily teach the Shukan Shari. In other words, the mandris are day and night, the mandris are teaching the Shukan Saris about the transcendental garland of Sri Vrindavan's glories created by Radha. These glories are eagerly recited by Radha before her beloved Krishna, and they make Radharani overwhelmed in ecstasy. May that Vrindavan become the object of my meditation. So what this verse is conveying is that Radha and Krishna are together in Nikunja, and Radharani is feeling great happiness in Brajadam, and she's surrounded with her Sakhi Manjris, her maidservants like Rupa Manjri, Tulsi Manjri, and others. Guru Sakhi Manjri, or your own, you're there in the Manjri form. And Radharani, and the Manjris at that time, they hear Radharani eagerly singing the glories of Vrindavan for the pleasure of Krishna. So after they've heard that, the Manjris later, day and night, they meet with a group of forest parrots, Shukan Shari. And Patyanti Shukasari Pratidinam Kinkari Mudam. With great happiness, Radha's Kinkaris, like Rupa Manjri, Tulsi Manjri, Patyanti Shukasarika Pratidinam, day and night, they teach these parrots, female parrots, about these wonderful songs that Radharani sang for the pleasure of Krishna, about the glories of Vrindavan. And then later, when Radha and Krishna are together, these parrots will come and sing those songs again. So may that Vrindavan become the object of my worship. So this is a nice service the Manjris are doing. Manjris are very attentively listening. See, they're listening with rapt attention to Radharani singing, reciting the glories of Vrindavan for Krishna's pleasure. Krishna loves to hear the glories of Vrindavan. Whenever the glories of Vrindavan are recited by some bhakti, Krishna comes there personally and listens to them. Just like Hanuman, whenever someone talks about Ram Mahima, Ram Kirti, the glories of Ram Chandra, the Hanuman personally manifests in that assembly to listen to the liquid nectar of Ram Mahima, Ram Katha. So Krishna comes, sits in the assembly whenever devotees glorifies Vrindavan. So another translation is verse number 41, is this. Every day, Pratidinam, the Gobi maidservants, the Kinkaris, happily recite Radha's poems, splendidly glorifying Sri Vrindavan. when my queen Radharani, when my Adishri Mama, Adishri is translated as queen, better just say Adishri. Ishri means my master, my mistress, my controller, my everything. Mama Ishri, when my Adishri Radharani makes her kanta, kantam shravyate to kotuka vasham premna. When my Adishri makes her lover kanta, Krishna kanta, Radha kanta, shravyate, hear this kata of the parrots, Krishna becomes overwhelmed with bliss and love. Prema vivali kuryan. He becomes overwhelmed. Vival means overwhelmed with bliss and love, prema. I pray that my mind be always wrapped in meditation in Vrindavan. Nityamanam. Mama sari sart yatra nityamana. May my mind, mana, nityam, always be wrapped in meditation in Vrindavan. This is what it means to live. Vrindavan is udipan. It's an excitement, it's a stimulant for the one to meditate and run Krishna's lila and meditate on beautiful pastimes like this. Kinkari's training, listening attentively in the kunj, the Radharani singing the Vrindavan Mahima for the pleasure of Krishna. Then later the mantras, they gather a group of male parrots and they teach them the same songs. And then later another time, Radha and Krishna meet in the kunj with the Kinkaris also in attendance serving them. And those same trained parrots, they fly in the kunj and start singing the songs that were taught to them by the mantras for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. This is the subject of meditation. This is Shatak 14, verse 57. Premna yatra shane sukusaman yachinvati radhika dasi shikshate chahat yali kuler akranta sidun yapi no peksham ati rupa ganda vibhava bhave pi aho tanvati. Tato Vrindavanam ekamadya pranaya anandaya vandamai. Translation. In order to attain the bliss of pure love, pranaya anandaya, pranaya, sneha man pranaya is one of the degrees of prema, pranaya ananda vandamai. In order to attain the bliss of pranaya prema, the bliss of pure love, let us bow down and offer respectful obeisance to the Vrindavan forest, Vandamai. Tad Vrindavan Ekamadya, that Vrindavan forest, where, avoiding those flowers whose honey has already been taken by the bees, and paying no attention to those flowers that have no beauty or sweet scent, Radha lovingly, slowly, and carefully picks flowers to teach her maidservants how to pick flowers. So Sankalpa Prakash, something like that. One in Stavavali, there's one prayer by Raghunath Das Goswami, Sankalpa Prakash or something. It manifests his Sankalpa Prakash, his aspirations. And one is that the different sakis will teach him different things. So here in this verse, Shatak 14, 57, Radharani is teaching her maidservants how to pick flowers to make garlands and to decorate Krishna with garlands, flower garlands, Vaijayanti Mala and other flower garlands, and Bakul flowers to weave in his hair and his top knot and whatnot. So first he gives an instruction. If you want to be blissful, you want to be blissful in Krishna Prema, Pranaya Ananda, then Vrindavanam Ekam Adya Vandamahe. Offer worship to and bow down to Vrindavan forest and then you'll feel a bliss of love. You want to attain the bliss of pure love? Here's how you do it. Bow down and offer respectful obeisance to Brajadam, to the Brajavan, the forest of Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Vrindavanam ekam adya pranaya anandaya vandanais. So again, another verse about bowing down to Vrindavan. So this is a fruit not only that shows honor and respect and helps you to trikala, trikala Vrindavan, sarvangi kirti, offering your whole body in the direction of Vrindavan three times a day, morning, noon, and night, is good for your to remember Vrindavan, show your respect, and gain the mercy of Brajadam and Radharani and Krishna. But you'll feel blissful. You'll feel the bliss of pranaya, bliss of love. To it's what he's saying. Sarva, what he's saying. To attain the bliss of love. How do you attain it? By offering obeisance to Vrindavan three times a day to the direction of Vrindavan. The other translation is, I adore Vrindavan, where Radharani affectionately and gently picks beautiful flowers and teaches her maidservants. To neglect the flowers, the honey has already been taken by the bees. So this is a nice instruction how to pick flowers. Because some people make garlands and just pick any kind of flower. They, oh, this is nice, this is a yellow flower, this flower, that flower. And the flowers don't have any scent at all. They have a nice color, but they don't smell at all. They have no scent. And it says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, it's an offense to offer Bhagavan flowers that aren't sweet-smelling. They don't smell nice. First of all, one of the rules of thumb is the sweet-smelling flowers are usually white. They're not red and blue. And rose is an exception. Rose is very sweet, and it's red, dark red in color. But mostly the flowers that are sweet-smelling are white in color. This is it says in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Like this Rajnigandha, it's called tube rose in English. Rajnigandha is white, and champak is white, and jui flower is white, and jasmine is white, and mogra is white, and malika is white, and madhavi is white. All white, so many white flowers. Jui, and kunda, now winter, fall time comes, kunda flowers are in blossom. They're white. But like these yellow flowers that look like trumpets, I think people call them karni karna flowers. Krishna puts them over in his ears and puts one on one ear, one says in Bhagavatam, Krishna puts a karni karna flower. It's kind of a long, narrow flower. It looks like a trumpet or something like that. It's just, you know, long and narrow. Like it looks like a tube or a cannon or a tube or something. It doesn't smell at all. It has no smell at all. It's not worth being a garland. Make a garland in the wintertime. Gaindak are passable, they're permissible. They're not so sweet, they're more pungent smelling. But they're nice, they're offered, they're one of the few flowers blossoming in winter. Roses, kunda flowers, and marigolds are good. But these yellow flowers, they shouldn't be used for garlands because they don't have any smell. Chameli, the white pointed chameli flowers are coming in season, that's available. That has kind of an interesting smell. But the yellow flower has no smell, so I don't recommend offering it. And if you don't know if a flower has smell, then take one and touch it to your forehead and say, Jai Sri Krishna, then smell it. If it doesn't smell nice, then throw it away, reject it. You don't just put any kind of flower on a garland. Oh, this is a nice purple flower, this is a yellow flower, let me put it on here. It's mindless. Garlands are supposed to be sweet-smelling, because a sweet-smelling garland, it opens up the chakras and opens up the heart chakra and Agya chakra and Vishuddha chakra. This fragrance, it's aroma, they have a whole science of aromatherapy, different fragrant oils have different effects on the mind and consciousness. Well, we offer garlands to Krishna to make him feel happy and, nice smell. But you put on a garland, it looks fancy, it's got purple and yellow flowers on it, it smells like a bunch of weeds. It's worthless. You go to so much trouble to string it and you waste your time. Now every season has flowers that have some kind of scent. Gaindak, now it's Gaindak time. Gaindak, chameli, and Gaindak means marigold, and chameli and kunda, these little kunda flowers, they also have scent. Depends on where they're grown. But sometimes they're very fragrant. There's different varieties of them. So Radharani's teaching by her own example. This verse teaches, Radharani's teaching her mandris. So I'm repeating Radharani's instruction for all the mandris serving Giriraj and Madan Gopal and Thakurji Madan Gopal and Radha Govinda Dev. Says, Prena Yatra Shane Shane Sukusaman. Kusa means fragrance, Su means very fragrant, very sweet smelling. Sukusaman Radhika Dasi Shikshite. So we're all Radhika Dasis. The Guru is Radhika Dasi, the Shishya Radhika Dasi. We're all Kinkris. Ai Nanda Tanja Kinkari. Ai Vrishabhana Nandani Kinkari. O Vrishabhana Nandani, I am your Kinkari. Radhika Dasi Shikshite means she's instructing. She says, what kind of flowers? How do you pick flowers for Krishna's pleasure? Don't pick flowers which the bees aren't visiting. If the bees have already taken the honey and flown away from there, there's no honey in the flower, don't pick those. That's a little hard to tell. You can understand this. Pay no attention to those who don't have a nice smell. Kusna kusam, they should be sukusam, very fragrant. If they have no beauty, ati rupam, they don't have a nice form, and they don't have a sweet scent, then don't even pick them. Then how does Radharani pick the flowers? It says, lovingly and slowly and carefully pick the flowers. Radhika Tishra Mandris. So this is how to do it. You have who, what, when, where, why, and how. Who, Radharani, what, teaching Mandris, how to pick flowers, and how to do it, you do it lovingly, you pick the flowers, with respect for the flowering plant, and so you don't just go to pick a parijat flowers are sort of available, and you want to pick one, but you're too sloppy in picking, you pick one, there's next to the one blossoming parijat, there's some flower buds that will open tomorrow or next day, and in your haste to quickly pick the one flower, you rip off some other flower buds and just throw them on the ground. That's offensive. You have to be very careful. Like this verse says, Radharani taught, Radharani, Radhika Dasi Shikshite. She said, you pick like this, lovingly, with respect and love for that devotee plant. The flowering plant is also a devotee. And slowly, not passionately, and carefully. You only pick the ripe, the blossoming flower, not the one next to it's a flower bud. But sometimes people, they're quick to grab a flower and they knock off a few other flowers or just buds that haven't opened yet. This is offensive. And it's not pleasing to Krishna. And this is not how Radharani teaches her dasis, Radhika Dasi Shikshite. So the shoe fits where it. You should learn how to pick like a devotee. Like Radharani is the greatest devotee. She's always picking flowers for Krishna, making flower garlands for Krishna to put in Krishna, to weave in Krishna's hair and top knot and a drape on Krishna's neck. So we should pick flowers like Radharani picks flowers, and we should make garlands like Radharani picks garlands, and we should choose flowers like Radharani chooses flowers. This is the right way, the Radha way. Radhika Dasi Shikshite. How to pick flowers taught by Srimati Radhika. Don't pick any flowers that aren't beautiful in form or sweet, have sweet scent. And that's which ones, and how do you pick those which flowers? Lovingly pick the flowers, slowly and carefully pick the flowers. Radhika teaches dasis, Radhika dasi shikshite. It's a nice verse for so many levels of meditation. Just think, Radharani, you're a Navadasi, under Bhom Vrindavan, and you're Sakhi Sarup, and you're in Prem Dham Vrindavan. And Prakat Leela, Radha Krishna, and Radha personally says, okay, Manjaris, all you Navadasis, today we're having flower picking class 101. You'll come with me, I'll teach you. See, here's how you pick parijat flowers. Here's how you pick roses. Here's how you pick kadamba. Here's how you pick champak. Very carefully, with love and slowly. And don't pick these flowers. They look nice, they have a nice shape, but they have no scent, they have no smell. They're using to put it over Krishna's ear, but not around his neck, not as a flower garland. So this lesson we should learn. Shatak 15, verse 5. Mane gadatari pi karkasha sakhi shikshate prayasa. Shashvat Preshitaman Daspara Janatyan Artan Endadrite. Uya Preshigira Tadia Vasato Brindatavi Kunjake. Samyak Shlagita Ekaya Swayam Aho Radhika Radham Javantim Vaja. Just worship Sri Radha, who first became angry and morose when heard the repeated harsh teachings of her sakis. But when Radha's beloved Krishna repeatedly sent a reliable gopi with a request, and moreover when Radha heard the glorification of the glories of Vrindavan from another gopi, she immediately went to meet Krishna. Another translation. Please worship Sri Radha, who at first filled with jealous anger by the cruel words of her friends. Karkasha, Karkasha Sakhi Shikshasate. Karkasha means heavy, cruel words. So Radharani Sakhi instructed her to go enter Man. But then Radharani was worshipped with sweet words of her lover sent through a gopi messenger. Now Radharani runs to her lover's side in Vrindavan's forest. So there's quite a change of moods here. Radharani, we've heard a lot of verse about Shiksha here, a lot of Sakhi Shiksha going on. Sakhi's giving Radharani Shiksha. Karkasha Sakhi Shiksha, Karkasha Shiksha. Some heavy words, harsh teachings, heavy teachings. Sakhi's gave her harsh teachings. Don't submit to that Krishna. Don't meet with him. He's an ass. He's a lumpot. He's a cheater. He's a rogue. He's a womanizer. He has so many girlfriends. You're just one of millions. He doesn't love you. He's just using you. He's just exploiting you. So Radharani, she filled with jealous anger, became jealous of Krishna, felt very angry, induced by the cruel words of her sakis. But then Krishna heard about that and he sent a reliable gopi messenger with a request, and she came and said, Krishna told me to tell you all these sweet words. And Krishna spoke so many sweet words of flattery to flatter and glorify Radharani. And then after hearing that, those sweet words sent by Krishna through a gopi messenger, Radharani gave up her jealous anger, gave up her man, gadatari, her deep man, which she was induced to enter a state of man, or contrary, opposed mood, antagonistic mood towards Krishna. She merely gave it up, although she was instructed, fiercely instructed by her sakis to hold on to her man and state, unbreakable man. As soon as Krishna sent some sweet, loving, kind words through a sakhi messenger, Radharani gave up that man and ran to the forest grove to meet Krishna. So this is another verse that shows that sometimes people give you shiksha, you have to ignore it and follow a different course to attain Krishna. Some people give you shiksha, do it this way, do it that way, but then Krishna may inspire you to do it a different way, and then you have to ignore the first teacher, the first instruction, and follow the inspiration of Super Soul, Paramatma, and Krishna himself speaking to direct you to act in another way. So there's a lot of verses about shiksha here, sakhi shiksha, and Radha sakhi giving shiksha to her mandris out of big flowers. So we got many instructions today, many rasic meditations, bowing down three times a day to Vrindavan with love and praying for mercy, so many things. So may we try to remember these beautiful teachings, these sweet pastimes throughout the day. Just imagine Radharani taking Nava Mandri by the hand. Say, come on, Mandri, we're going to Radha Bagicha in Barsana. There's a big bagicha in the valley beside Radharani's palace in Barsana, over near Unchagaon, right across the street from Unchagaon. It's called Radha Bagicha. It's a huge, huge garden full of flowers for Narali Lal. Radha and Krishna Murtis in Barsana, Larali Lal. It's called Radha Bagicha, means a flower garden of Radharani. So Radharani, she goes there and picks flowers, makes flower malas for Krishna, to offer Krishna, Radhakund, and Madhyan Lila. or Gupta Kund after Krishna cooks breakfast, Radharani cooks Krishna's breakfast in Nandagram, and then after breakfast, Radha and Krishna meet in Gupta Kund and have a brief sankshipta sambhog milan, and then they part and go home. Krishna goes to Nandagram, back up the hill. Radharani goes to Barsana, then they meet later at Radha Kund. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam.